From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president takes a major step in an attempt to change the country's highest court. President Donald Trump late Tuesday announced his choice of federal appeals court judge Neil Gorsuch as the nominee to replace the late Supreme Court Associate Justice Antonin Scalia, who died nearly a year ago. The 49-year-old Gorsuch sits on the Federal Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit in Denver, Colorado. At a White House ceremony, Mr. Trump said after the defense of the nation, a president has no more important decision to make than the lifetime appointment of a Supreme Court justice. Gorsuch, a Colorado native who earned degrees from Columbia University and Harvard, clerked for Supreme Court Justices Byron White and Anthony Kennedy. In his remarks, he hinted at his judicial philosophy, saying it is the role of the judge to apply, not alter, the work of the people's representatives.
Practicing in the trial work trenches of the law, I saw, too, that when we judges don our robes, it doesn't make us any smarter, but it does serve as a reminder of what's expected of us. Impartiality and independence, collegiality and courage.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer indicated Gorsuch will face tough hearings, expressing skepticism he can be a strong, independent jurist. However, Northern Illinois University history professor Artemis Ward doubts that the confirmation of Gorsuch would alter the high court's ideological balance.
This just replaces a conservative with a conservative, right? Scalia is replaced with Gorsuch. It doesn't really change the balance in that sense.
President Trump may get a chance to fill another vacancy on the 9-justice court. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 83 years old, while Anthony Kennedy is 80 years old. This is VOA News.